I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Shall we be seated
and
give the Lord a small clap or a cup? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have been dealing with foundations for career success. Foundation necessary for success in our career and in the work of our hands.
Na adia yegusu ayeche ene a fapima, ye betimi di a sea, a horn, send ye bear, ye bidi ye, it will be bibiara ye di and sa e ye.
That is business breakthrough and career breakthroughs.
Send ye bear ye juma, ye ye no so ye betimi a di ye a womb, and I say, a quire a womb, a ye bemi a di ye, a baby.
And we have explained that for us to experience success in our businesses and success in our career as students and as workers, the first thing that we need is partnership with God. As a Christian, God must be involved in what you do in order to succeed.
Na yesi asɛ sɛ ne yɛ bɛ yɛ yɛ bɛ we bɛ bɛ ba yɛ abrabɔ mu no. Ɛwɔ dwuma die bi a yɛ die mu no. Die din kan yɛ wɔ sɛ yɛ nya. Ɛne sɛ ne Onyankopɔn ɛbɛ nya ɛkita hu die anaasɛ ayɔnkofa soronko koraa.
We have said also that aside God being actively involved in your life, you need knowledge and skill. You must go for knowledge. Study to show yourself approved is what the Bible advised us. That you must know about the work you are doing. You must read about it. You must search about it. You must look for current and modern trends of doing the thing that you want to do, that career you want to pursue. You must look at how it is done so that you can succeed in it. Go for knowledge and skill. For lack of knowledge, my people perish.
Na yesan so esua sesi eyi onyankopon ayonkofa firi ho no ma de toso mienu a e wose ye hu e ye nyansa enimdie ene enwunumu e wo adekora ye ye dwumadie na ye di no e wose ye nya hu nyansa ne nya hu nimdie ene enwunumu wo mu se ne ebe ya ebe ma yetimi atumpo ne ya ye no akese akese.
I always ask people that, would you love to ride in an aeroplane which has a pilot who has never been to a piloting school,
aviation
school, or has nothing, knows nothing about how to move an airplane, just that his pastor has prophesied that he will be a pilot, and the pastor anointed him, and he found favor in the eyes of somebody, and is in the airplane. Would you love to ride in such an airplane?
Yana mi busa say to bet na wi em shan a yesi obi onye ye osofu bia bompa ya ma odemosere bia gunu so emisi otimi atwi wi em shan ani obi a wako wi em shan school wan e de e na wo beko na okwakotinem.
I am sure that no matter how Christian you are, you will prefer the Muslim or that unbeliever who has been trained to do operation on you rather than a Christian who has not been trained. What I'm trying to say is that knowledge is important. Aside God being in our life, we must go for knowledge about what we want to do so that we can do it very well. Amen.
Amen.
I knew I was going to become a pastor at a very young age. Just becoming conscious by 5-6 years, I already knew that I was going to become a pastor. The reason was because anywhere my mother carried me to, when the pastor sees me, he will say, "This boy, you are carrying me a pastor." Even when I was in her womb, she was told, you are carrying a pastor. He will be a pastor.
So I
grew up hearing it over and over and knowing it. Meanwhile, when I completed the university, I didn't just enter into a church and start a church. I still went to four different Bible schools. That took me over 5 years span. I didn't just get after my tertiary, after my university degree, that has nothing to do with Bible. Because I decided that, okay, I'm going to follow my destiny and become what God wants me to be. I dropped my degree and I had to go back to school for years so that I can qualify to stand in front of you to teach you. That is why you will come from wherever you are coming to come and listen. Because you are listening to a trained person. Now, nobody will give you something great to do in life if you don't have paper for it. If you have not educated yourself. So if you will be the best in what you do, in the fashion, in what you do, in the hairdo, you must go for necessary training. You must look out for... And it's not like when you are done, you have done. You must be searching for new things. There are new ways of doing what you are doing. You must go to YouTube, go to the internet, check what others are doing. New things are coming up every now and then. That is how to be successful in your career.
It is so from trails, so from my dear, we are trail. I was said, BBR, we and I was said, Usia, and Yama Fufro, and Basso, and we are Sidani, then Yadia, and yes, and Yama Esa, and the also who's with me, Shia, and Yama, we say, you know.
Then last week we said the third thing you must do if you want to be successful in that thing you want to become, or that work you are doing, or that school you are attending, is the foundation of diligence, hard work. If a man is diligent, Bible says that he will stand before great people in life. I remember saying that to be lazy in life and business is to lack understanding of life and success. Because Solomon said that he that is lazy is the same as he that has no understanding. That means the reason why you are sleeping, when you must be out there working, when you must be out there pursuing your dream, the reason why you are lazy about it is because you don't understand what you are even doing to your own self.
Now, at the cry,
if you really understand that you are destroying yourself by the laziness you are putting up with, if you understand that you are going to fail miserably because you are being lazy to study, you will wake up and start doing something.
Because
the Bible says that a little sleep, a little slumber, and poverty will come unto you.
If say,
may God deliver everyone here from poverty.
Yeah.
And how will God deliver you from poverty? Aside saying amen to what I have said, you must put aside laziness. That's how by you put aside laziness. Put aside laziness. Be hardworking. Don't let your boss come and find you dozing behind your desk.
Because you are
a Christian. He will fire you with all your anointing. He will fire you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you will not be that person.
Amen.
Then the fourth thing we started on Wednesday is the foundation of honesty and faithfulness. And that is so mind-blowing. The foundation of honesty and faithfulness. And I take that one from Matthew 25 verse 21. I did that on Wednesday. I started on Wednesday. Matthew 25 verse 21. That's the key scripture for this point. The key scripture. So I'm going to read with the whole church since it's the key scripture for this point. Let's be quick, please, media. Matthew 25 verse 21. All right, let me start reading. Okay, they are ready now. let's read together. I want us to read from everywhere. If I see you are not reading, you will be in trouble. So read. One go. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Change the version. You can give us NIV. Let's see what NIV said. Let's see what NIV said. His master said what? And his master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. Good and what?
Faithful servant.
You have been faithful. Okay, change to NLT. Go to NLT. New Living Translation. Go to NLT. One go. The master was full of praise. Well done, my good and faithful. See, two things. So the master is saying two things. The first thing is what? Good. Everybody say good.
Good.
Now that is what, to be honest, and I explained to you on Wednesday, that good is different. Good means the guy is honest. He's a good, a sincere person. Who did correct? He's a sincere person. That's good. Then not just being a good guy, but he's also faithful, very loyal. Seven. Then he says, "What you have one week go? You have been faithful in handling small amount. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together. May your boss be excited about you.
Amen.
May your teachers be excited about you.
Amen.
May the people over you, may they commit more things into your hands.
Amen.
Because the reward for good work is more work. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
He says that because you have been good in handling the small job I gave you, I'm going to promote you. Now, somebody too is on the altar. Promote me, Lord. Promote me. I'm sure Campbell is coming. You write number one. I need promotion in my work. I need my boss to give me my own office. The students too will be writing, Lord, change my level from 25th to first in a class. The Bible says that promotion comes from God, isn't it? But now, this is how your master in your workplace will promote you. This is how God will answer that prayer. He said, thou good and faithful. Being good and faithful is what will qualify you to be promoted.
So not just aquapa, now say you're not any better me, and you were free. Baby, I was a sea and not Edward Cohen.
Not just what? Pouring oil. Tell somebody, it's not just the
anointing.
It's not just the prayer. Being a good student, not a bad boy writing names on walls.
I was saying, we school ni mapa, and I said, be a school ni out there, walkway, a bahon kwan out there, church, would be
a faithful worker is what will make that human being. You may not go to church, maybe your boss doesn't even know God.
He may be
an authentic person for free mercy, whatever. If God wants to promote you in that office, God need him. And the only way he will promote you is when he sees that you are good and you are faithful. Hallelujah. Say, I will be good from today. And I'll be faithful from today. So we explain how to be good as a worker, how to be good. We said you have to be free from lying, from corruption, and cheating. We spoke about if you are an employer, pay your workers well. If you are a worker, do the work for which you have been paid for. Report to work on time, close on time. Don't overprice the product. If it's 2 cedis, let it be sold at 2 cedis. Don't add a profit beyond reasonable. We said all that.
When
I got to bribery, they said the police people are not around, so I'm repeating it. The police people, on Wednesday, they said we're not around. Bribery and corruption is fast.
Abraham drew a demudia geno, a cassa police for me, I drew a mobile, not my boss.
But I've told you that it's not only police people and soldiers who may be taking bribe. You in your office, those small monies you take from customers before you let them cross the line. You have certain customers. Listen to me. Some of you have certain customers. Once they call you, you will let them skip the whole queue. They'll come and meet poor people who have been in the queue for 2 hours. You will let them skip because they've been tipping you. That's bribery and corruption.
Ebi anawo so wa hanum enam se wonim wo binti wo nipa ne se bia la ya sa no di bra o si o bra o be se o benya bibi no de ahye won sem ye no so
some of these students bribery and corruption, you have been teaching certain people who have been giving you milk and sardine and some chips. You have to teach them in the exams, or it's bribery and corruption. You are also more than those you are pointing fingers at.
And when you form kwa uye school ni so wa say me say wo yes ani ma we ni nyina e ka ho bi.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands for pastor.
Monsema,
I am going to go deeper this morning. I'm going deeper.
Ensema me ka we dia e me pra dia ye baba be
go. So now, let's go to the second side. The first side is that how good, and we said that is what honesty, being sincere, not being corrupt. Then thou faithful. So let's look at what faithfulness is. Should I show you what faithfulness is?
Yeah.
If you want to be successful as a student, you must be faithful. Mm-hmm. You want to be successful as a worker, you must be faithful. So what is faithfulness? 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. It says, moreover, it is expected in stewards, in workers, in servants, that a man should be faithful. He said that now a person who is put in charge. Oh, I'm using your slide, oh, my dear. Now a person who is put in charge as a manager must be
faithful.
Oh, come on. I'm working. Oh, we should close church already. We should close. Pastor, where you have taken? I don't like it. A person who has been put in charge of a manager. I always say manager. Don't think about MTN. That shop you are standing in front of, you are managing it.
Yeah, I can't watch it, man. My wife didn't come for Benny Parker CBS.
That food you are carrying, that pure water you are carrying on your head, and you are hawking. You are managing a business. You are a sole proprietor. You are your own boss. You are standing behind your mother's roasted plantain, and you are turning it for your mother. You are managing the roasted plantain business. You are fashion designer in a kiosk. Don't worry, you are a manager in that field. You are managing your
business.
Since they are mentioning Kamoko, if you are a mechanic, if you are a mechanic and somebody brings you his car, you are managing that car. You are managing that car for that time. The person will bring you more cars if you manage the one he brought well. So tell somebody about you. You are expected to be a faithful worker. If the person is a student, you substitute it with student. Now, remaining loyal and steadfast is the meaning of faithfulness. Remaining loyal and steadfast. When we say you are loyal or you are steadfast, what we mean is that you are true, you are constant. You don't change irrespective of the situation. You are constant. In good times, you are there. In bad times, you are there. Your yes is your yes. Your no is your no. You are reliable. when your boss relies on you in emergencies, you will not disappoint them. That is a sign that you are faithful. The word faithful means to be constant, to be truthful, to be reliable, to be unchanging, to be loyal. That's what faithful means. So being true to the fact, being true to principles in that workplace, being true to the people there, being true to institutions, irrespective of the changes in situation. There are people who will not come to church because the situation has changed. That they can't dance the way they want to.
They can't
pray or shout like the way we want to, so they won't come and pray on
Wednesday.
Luke chapter 12, verse 42 to 44. Let's go into faithfulness a bit. Luke 12, 42 to 44. And we are going to be very fast, okay? So that we can finish. Are we there? Okay. Now, we are all reading together from 42 to 44. Church, join me. Let's read. One, go. And the Lord replied, that is the master. When you see Lord, he's talking about the master or the person's boss. Your Lord is your boss in your workplace. Take it. One, go. And the Lord replied, a faithful, sensible servant is one to whom the master can give the responsibility of managing his other household servants and feeding them. The faithful and what?
Sensible.
Ajini ye juma. Yet me ja other workers shenin sa eyeye. Uja uba shenin sa eyeye. Uja ufi shenin sa. That means that he's faithful and sensible. Do you get it? Now let's go on. Verse 43. If the master returns and finds that the servant has done a good job, there will be a reward. If he turns back and he sees that he's using miracle handkerchief, there will be a
reward.
Is that what he said?
Reward.
If he comes back and he sees he has come to travel and anointing has poured on him, there will be a am I troubling you? Prayer has its side. I'm the same person who prays with you. When it comes to prayer, I'll say something to pray. I know what you say. You start praying right now. It's my work. I schooled for it 4 years. So I know what to tell you right now. You start praying, and it's in the Bible. But today I'm telling you that prayer is not the only thing. Prophet speaking over you is not the only thing.
There are
some of you that they told you that this year you travel. Why are you still in Ghana? Last year, they told some of you that you traveled this year. You are still here. You have now to December. I am not mocking it, but I'm trying to make you understand that there is work to do to make every plan of God for you to happen. You don't take time to ask. But what can I do? See, if you are very wise, anytime you get a prophecy, you look for a pastor. Don't ask the prophet. Prophets, they don't know these things. You look for a pastor and ask him that, this is the prophecy I got. Now, how do I make it happen? He can tell you that if you do A, B, C, D, it will happen.
Amen.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? Beautiful. Now, so all those things have their place. He says that if your boss returns to the company and finds out that you have done the work the way he wants it to be done, then
you will pay
him. Not because you are his church member. Because some of you, you work with people who are from this church, and because you think you are church members, you do what you want. It is very wrong. He says that when it comes and you have done a good job, he will reward you. Let's take the final verse, then I can proceed. Let's read it together. One go. I tell you the truth. The master will put that servant in charge of all he owns. Now, this will be the reward. Instead of managing that small thing he gave him, because he has done well with the small thing, he will now promote him to be in charge of every other thing. Do you now see how greatness comes? Do you now see how people become leaders in their field? If God will hand over the whole of Ghana to you, so that the business you are doing, it will not serve only Odoko, but it will start serving the whole of Ghana, then you have to be faithful with what you are doing with Odoko.
It is a Onyankopon ebe shira wo ewo se Ghana hanum nyina ma ade a wo ye na ade a kese a na che se ewo sekretua bi a wo ye wo hasa bi a wo ye na se wo ye ni ye a ye no e na betimi ama no de sa abasobode
e ya ma wo. How faithful you are to your current customers and the clients that God has given you your company or your business is what will tell whether God will take you internationally.
It is a sea, a brow woman, a customer, I was a sea. Send your best yet, you know, Amma or Nabashaw, Yamno, and on Yanko Ponsubet me and Nam Sumwa Pedau, Maduako, Yasia Fan.
Amen. And as a student, you are also in it.
It's a way of school, Nisuswa, and also there.
How faithful you are with what you are doing in class one is why you'll be promoted to class two. Otherwise, you keep staying there.
Now, send your UBC Afana Obey and Okafona Obesia and Obeya with Nyama or Class One, and no, and a Bemia do a few one mark.
That is how you'll be taking awards, speech and prize giving the otherwise you'll be clapping for other people's children who pay the same school fees you pay.
So, when to me and yes, I am away there, and yeah, Bakoswa, the Abbas, Bodiama, Fufro, Ama Odeo, and Sam and Abba Bodiama.
If you don't go for the speech prize giving, you'll be punished. You have to go and clap for them.
That's why I'm Kobe Kuran, so Sukrabia, and also Kuranjana.
Hallelujah. May you become a leader in anything you are involved with.
Amen.
You see, and that is what I'm trying to show you. Faithfulness is a key. It says that if you are faithful, then you'll be put in charge over more. If you are faithful,
now,
for me to help you, let me break the faithfulness into three dimensions. So take three-dimensional faithfulness. Three dimensions. Three-dimensional faithfulness. Now, everybody watch me. Every student, you need what I'm saying. Before it's too late for you. May none of you write remedials in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Amen.
But it comes by faithfulness. Three-dimensional faithfulness. Three ways that you can be faithful. Number one, faithfulness to God.
They didn't kind.
If you are going to be a Christian person who God is going to raise and lift and bless in your field,
then
your faithfulness must first be to God.
It
must first be to God. Faithfulness to God. For example, Daniel, he rose from becoming a slave to becoming a prime minister.
Now, send here Daniel, a free, say, Obiama won't call someone or choir. No, energy, but no, but share or money.
Daniel was the prime minister for four different governments. Okay, like NBC came, they still said, you are the best assistant, come and be my vice president. Then NBC left, MPP came, they still said, I still want you as vice president. Then the CPP came, they said, you now we want as vice president. The CPP, the PL, whatever came, they said, you now, have you seen something before? Now that is Daniel. Daniel was the vice president. Everybody who came to power wanted to be there.
Now Amabuobe and Naya Eba so Ebrana Daniel Etiasia no munina obia for Daniel say or no and a omra no omeka omundo mungu or man.
Why? Because Daniel was first and foremost faithful to God, faithful to man, and faithful to self. So Daniel's faithfulness was first and foremost to God.
If you say not Daniel or your beer or your no quaff for Emma Rade or your no quaff for Emma Penina and or your no quaff for and so much in Jumediana OD.
When you are faithful to God, it is revealed in your ability to obey His word and to defend His name or His or your faith when you are carrying out your duties as a worker. your ability to obey God, even though you are practicing your medical whatever, your ability to defend God or the ways or your faith, irrespective of your teaching career or irrespective of your music career, your ability to still be obedient to God and to defend yourself that I'm a Christian and you will not veer, is faithfulness to God.
Na se obaye no kwafo ama ewrade no ene se obaye obi a uyesitie ama ewrade asem obi bi dia ra wuye mu emfa wo ene de wasua emfa wo ni nimdia wo wo nanso wo de wonim se ewrade asem se ekwa we se ena memfa so na eno ena wo fa so no ye no ena che se wo ye no kwafo ama ewrade.
When Daniel started his political career, he got the chance to sit with the king and to eat. Bible says that Daniel swore that he would never eat any food that has been given to idols. He will stay true to the God of Israel. Other people went to joyfully enjoy it, but because it's against his Christianity, they did not. If there is something going on in your office and it's against your Christianity, will you join or you say I'm not part? That is what shows that you are faithful first to all God.
Now, not Daniel.
In Daniel chapter 6, verse 5, when they were planning, when the other enemies of Daniel were planning that, look, we have to bring this Daniel down, we have to make sure that we destroy him, we have to make sure that he's eaten by lions. What? How do we go about it? Bible says that they had a meeting in verse 4. Look at verse 4. In verse 4, Bible says they had a meeting. They realized that Daniel was innocent in everything. There was no corruption in him. You can't find corruption in him. Look at it. Then the other administrators and high officers began searching for a fault in the way Daniel was handling government affairs, but they couldn't find anything to criticize. Always responsible and completely trustworthy. The king can trust on Daniel. Like, oh, as for Daniel, when he comes, something will happen.
If you said, not Daniel,
put yourself in what I'm talking about. You may be a student, but put yourself in it and find out, and relate it to your school, relate it to your class, relate it to you and your teacher, relate it to you and your books. As a worker, also they didn't find any fault. No skeleton. They were not stealing together. They said, as for Daniel, we can't find anything against him. The day people are looking for something evil to see about you, they find. Today you say no. Tomorrow that person you call your friend, if he becomes your enemy, do you know that he can get everything against you? Because he's the one who has been discussing all your battles, he knows three comments for you. Today, there you are in good terms. But tomorrow, when a problem comes, he will release your leak tips. he will release your sex tapes and your scandals. He will release the gossip, both of you gossip. You go and tell the because today you are friends, so you are doing all the bad things together. These people, they were all colleagues with Daniel, friends with Daniel, but they could not get anything about
them.
Ask the one seated by you, I suppose it's your friend, ask him that, in the future, what can you get about me? Today we are good friends. What are we doing together today that you can?
Amen.
Clap your two hands better now.
But am I ready?
The way you are feeling together, the way you are lying together, the way you are cheating together, when your madam comes or when your boss comes, I said, oh, where is Kwame? Oh, Kwame was around, but he just has stomach problem. Oh, Kwame is here.
Your boss, man.
Am I teaching?
Yeah.
Your faithfulness to God is seen how you stand by the word of God and your faith, even though you are carrying out your duties as a student. Carrying out your duties. When I was a student, I had one policy that cheating is wrong, stealing is wrong. So even cheating in class is wrong, it's stealing. So examination, I try to sit in front of the invigilator.
Ebe na me school ni no na me me say say uria and social media no so eya kro no eya dia na me pese meye nti.
So I normally like to sit unless they use alphabetical something, but if we are allowed to just enter into the class and choose our decks, I always like the decks that is first decks.
So
that I will use that as an excuse not to teach you when you call me.
Because
if I don't teach you, say that, Prince is very, very wicked. So if I'm sitting in front of the invigilator, I'll call me and the invigilator together. Because stealing is stealing, whether you're a student or you're a worker. And I told you how when I was in the Bible school filled with pastors, we have pastors who are gene apart. You are coming to be a pastor to teach us. Not to steal. And you are cheating to qualify to be a pastor. You are cheating to pass the pastoral exams. Then you come and tell me that I don't steal. Mercy, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you a Christian? You see, when Deacon Andrews was leading the prayer, he said something very important. His first prayer was, Lord, help us to represent you in our work well. Help us to represent you in our workplaces well. That's what I'm talking about. These are not the friends of Daniel talking. These are enemies. Who are looking for any way to bring Daniel down? Yet they say we can't find
Daniel. And now for way, hey Daniel, na town for I no more pay the or man should share so must see ah we never be an far away.
Then in verse 5, they devised a plan. They said, okay, since we can't, Bible says so. They concluded our only chance of finding grounds for accusing Daniel will be in connection with the rules of his. Will be in connection with the rules of his religion. If we can trap him, as for him, he's faithful to his God. The rules of his religion, he doesn't joke with it. So if we can find a way to bring a law that will contravene his rules in his religion, then we can get him. Now, can people say that about you? Now, that you are fainting on your religion, your faith?
Now, Ebra, now, I'm going to Daniel Munya. I'm going to say, if I'm going to first one, yɛde bɛnya Daniel no sɛ me gyidie mu sɛdeɛ ɔsi agye ne Nyankopɔn deɛ ne sɛ yɛde fa hɔ deɛ a ɛhɔnom deɛ ne sɛ sɛdeɛ tie biara wɔbɛbu saa adeɛ no so ama yɛanya no.
Halleluya. Now this is what they said about Daniel.
Na saa ɛna mo ɛka fa Daniel ho.
So faithfulness to God is revealing your ability to stand for your faith, to obey his word.
Even ama Awurade
as you discharge your duties. When somebody tells you that, oh, I'll give you 500 cedis. If you can do it for me right now, then you say that no. You met some people. So let me finish for them. Even though they have paid nothing, let me finish this. They have not bribed me, but let me finish this. But you quickly take the 500 and praise God.
So what the
and bring your tithe.
Over 500. No crown. What's that thing? You put on tithe and free yourself out of
Breno. Amen. Say faithfulness to God. It is the first way you have to be faithful. In your workplace, by being faithful to the one who sent you there, to God. Being faithful to God. So Daniel was very faithful. Not just Daniel. How many of you remember Joseph? Another faithful manager.
And then Daniel,
Genesis 39. Joseph also started his managerial work and became a governor, governing or managing the whole country, the whole kingdom, not just Egypt. But other kingdoms under Egypt, making sure that he was like the Greek minister, making sure that there is food, there is money, there is prosperity, making sure that money was there, like also a finance minister and all that. But in all this, Joseph didn't forget God. When he was tempted, he told Potiphar's wife, how can I do this against God? How can I sin against God? Oh, but you are in Egypt. You are not in Canaan. Jacob is not there. Your brothers are not there. Nobody will know that you are a Christian. No rescue agent is in the office. Nobody will know.
And found any send na Joseph or City and baby and who said or Nessu Bushua agent and Mo Yankupon wedding man.
Nobody will see him, but he said, I can't do this against God.
Na Obia who said Joseph the Abia will free. I say there be Nessu or said there be meet me and yeah, we say infant.
When your friends in the office tell you that oh, let's join together and let's sell this thing and keep the money. Can you tell them that I can't do this against God?
It is enough for Kabom and I'm on my Kabom no case. Yeah, dear, we are.
Oh, this boss, so I've worked with him. He will not even know. You will not know. Just keep the money. Just keep the money. Will you agree? Will you concur? Will you be in support? Or you report him?
Obey Obia, Obey dear children, why you be a nurse, will be a Papa Barman, yes, I dear Muyi, and yet Muyi, and yes, I'm a Papa Barman, you obey any person.
Will you join them when you are doing the wrong thing on campus? Or you will stand for God. No rescue member is there. Nobody will report you that you are a shepherd. Look at what you are doing here.
And found anybody, I be a woman who saw rescue Nibia and you are Obibia and you are both a woman for we any power, and I say we any power.
Can you say, I can't sin against God? When your boss, when he tells you that, you know, I want to have a fling with you. You know, I want to have some fun with you. I'll take care of you. I'll sponsor you. I'll pay all your bills. I'll sponsor you. I'll spoil you. And you know the one talking smells money. He himself sitting smells money.
Well, I wouldn't send the poor no work say no points.
He has the money. He can
spend.
He can do it. And if you don't accept it, he's sacking you from the company. You can't work here anymore. And you know how you have sat for a job for close to 12 years. And you have not found that this is the only
thing
that you have. Will you stand there and say that I cannot sin against God? You say there is nobody around. Let me save my life. After all, I'm not a virgin. That is something I observed about people who are not virgins. I've been a pastor for long. People who are virgins, they value that first time experience. So they hold on to it for a long time. They try to hold on. It's more about their virginity. It's not about their sex. It's about their virginity, that they are pride. But the people who have fallen into that thing already and are no more virgins, when they even become Christians and you now teach them celibacy and teach them that they have to be holy, they have to keep themselves, when they meet such 50-50 issues, it becomes difficult for them to take a strong stand like a virgin would do. The reason is because already they feel like they don't, what am I fighting for? Now, this thing I have dashed it to Kojo several times at home. If I do it once, I'll get dead. True or not true?
So when you're babbling, and yes, and I want to say, I didn't cram in my baby dad.
That was a certain lady that I connected to a job. Okay? Not here. By then, I wasn't a pastor. I was just a young person. So I connected to a very big man to give him her job. Now, when she went to go and see the man, some of these things, something like this happened. And later on, when she called me afterwards, by then I was in school. Then she told me that, oh, when I went, this and that and that and that and that is what happened. Then I said, so what did you do? I said, nobody, well, if I shout, nobody will hear me. Then he said, oh, after all, me, I'm not a virgin. So I realize that people who are not virgins, they belittle any sexual encounter. It's normal. But no sexual encounter is normal. It's a new thing. And you pay for it. It's a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
Let him be the 1,001. Person, it's a new thing, a new thing, a new issue.
And for any pardon do and for and also or hakrana send a city and a bonnet for
you know, so that's not what I'm talking about. But I'm trying to make you understand that will you stand for God?
And yeah, no one said, I'm no can the name of the person who can't see you
instead of sleeping with your teacher
who made you know, my radiana.
Your teacher who is calling you evenings, late night, calling you, your teacher, telling you to go and buy this in Kofi Bokuma to the staff common room. But he has started sending, you know what he's looking for.
Why wouldn't you say, teacher, you have small, we, and then there may be a warrior, and one say, yeah, and so now still now.
Can you say that? I won't sin against you. Now, that is the first dimension of faithfulness. Be faithful to God.
Where any day didn't kind ever look ready, and now we are no quaffor, and say, Obey no quaffor, Emma Unyankopon.
Well, it's God who will bless you, it is God who will favor you, it's God who will
make the way.
You want to succeed in your career, your faithfulness must first be to Him. That's why you don't choose your boss over God. You don't choose your work over God. You don't choose secular.
Obama wajuma edikain. Anasa wajuma wura edikain. Anasa ubibiara uye edikain. Ansana urade abba.
Daniel said, you can take your position. I don't care. I will still pray. And Daniel still prayed. They arrested him. But God delivered him. His boss came to him. And then his boss asked, Daniel, the God whom you serve continually, faithfully, has he delivered you from the lions then? Then Daniel said, live long, O king. For my God sent an angel to shut the mouth of lions. Listen to me. There are some things your company can't do for you. There are some things your boss cannot do for you.
Maybe one more argument to me,
you can't find the witches in your family. Your company cannot rest. When you're on your bed and they are killing you, your company can't save you. Never sacrifice God for any man. Never. That is suicidal. Because when you enter into the lion's den, the king can't shut the mouth of the lion. It is God who can send an angel. To shut every shut the amount in the name of Jesus.
My Rabbi, any kind of Bibia, if you saw no pen, any bit, my Joe,
and learn the balance. If you go to Caesar, give what belongs to Caesar. If you go to work yourself out. But because of work, you no more go to church.
Yeah, Juma send your best man so and Cassel would be my sort of crime to me.
Because of work, you no longer do the things you do for God at all.
And I'm what you meant, and the Emma, we are married, and maybe also
break the balance. Say the balance. There has to be a balance. A false balance is an abomination. Take the balance. Amen. Last Sunday, I taught you hard work. I'm teaching you the balance. So that you will not jeopardize your eternal salvation.
Send your beya, Wokwaja, Daho Emma, Dano, influencer.
I know people who don't do their quiet time because they have exams in that week.
Minimum chlorophobia.
I've been a student before. I also face that temptation. When you have exams, you see that when you take your Bible, you see that hey, no exam so. Meanwhile, you have another exam which is eternal that you have to be preparing for. So there should be a balance.
And let's say time for everything. You will say, "Ofa Bible, kwa unti minka." Hey, any me kwa chance we dey be. I was say, "Odin susu yato." We are wake akra. No, I will say susu akra.
Am I teaching well?
Me church le wia na.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, one of the ways that you have to be faithful to God, or your faithfulness to God is revealed, it's in your tithing and offerings. How you pay tithe and offering is a sign of faithfulness to God.
Na the atosu mienu enso ani se ekwan ya wo faso wo twa wo ntutu so odudu na wo tu botom na wo yibi na wo de boa wo yakopon adwuma no ye no so ekyre se ne wo ye no kwafo edema awurade.
Adam and Eve, they failed the test of faithfulness in their garden and they lost everything. They lost everything. The reason is because God told them, don't eat this particular tree. Eat everything. This one, it is holy.
Now, don't touch it. And they still ate it.
People who don't pay tithe, they jeopardize the work of their hands. Their businesses, they easily lose their jobs and stuff. I pray for you that God will protect all that you do in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Tithing is a very key principle. The money belongs to God. And you decide to keep it. That is
unfaithfulness.
He gave you the garden. He gave you everything in it. And he said, only one tree is for me. And you eat your sign at his on top. So he gave you 100 cedis as a salary and he said 10% is for me, 10 cedis is for me. And you add the 90 and added the 10 cedis to it.
Awurade nyankopon de afuo ni nyina ni bibia no bae mu nyina ma o se wen kwa de mani wudi ni nyina no asa ba gini de na kan.
Please help me ask the one seated by, are you faithful in tithes?
Bisa de oto won chen se
are you faithful in offerings? Do you select the money and choose the small one for God? Are you faithful?
What you say, can where you cut one out the bread we are
there? Do you pay your tithes?
Which are you supposed? And I say, Woody.
Clap your two hands for the Lord.
Well, some rather.
Now, pick one. Now, aside being faithful to God, the second person you must be faithful to is man. Say man. That's a human being.
Oh, yeah, no, qua for Ama Erade, no, dear Tosu Mionu. I was saying, oh, yeah, no, qua for Emmanuel, any Unipa.
You are not only supposed to be faithful to God and human being, you treat him like trash. No. Because God doesn't throw blessings from heaven. He will use human beings to bless you. To promote you, to employ
you.
Where we read from in Luke 16:12, he says that if the master comes back and sees that the worker has done a good job, then he will give him a reward. Then he will give him plenty things to do.
Yeah.
So reward comes from a human being. God releases it through humans. God wants you to be faithful to the people you work for. Please, tell the one seated by you, God wants you to be faithful to the people you work for. I can't hear you. Say it well. God wants you to be faithful to the people you work for. Faithfulness to your company means faithfulness to your boss, which is in long term is faithfulness to God. Faithfulness to your company means you are being faithful to your boss.
Because the company belongs to him.
And they say, oh, yeah, no kwafo, so ama wajuma wura.
And it means you are being faithful to God.
Yeah, no, so actually, say, not just say, oh, yeah, no kwafo, so ama
wajuma. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5. Project it quickly. I'll be closing soon. So project it quickly. I want to give you some practical things quick. So project this so we can move to that. Verse 5 to 6. Now let's all read. It says slaves. Slaves there over there in those days, workers were called slaves. Now we don't call workers slaves. We call them workers or servants. So slaves, read one go. Obey your earthly masters with deep respect and fear. Serve them sincerely as you will serve Christ. Serve them like you are serving Christ. Work for them like you are working for Christ. Amen.
That means with
all your heart.
Verse 6.
Quick. Try to please them all the time. Try to do what?
Please them all the time.
Not to sell your faith. Oh. The other side. Unless it's against God. But please
work hard
for them. Students, do you know that when you are passing your exams, your teacher will become interested in you? He will like you. You will be
so grateful.
One day my science teacher came to class. He was so angry. He didn't want to come to our class again. Because you know, I was coming from a very stubborn class. I went to a sectech, to a very, very stubborn class. All boys, stubborn.
Now, there be now my science teacher. I don't want
to say. So my science teacher didn't want to even come there. He was angry with the
man who
was
big boys.
But he had to come, and when he came, he said something. He said,
"Everybody okay, baby?
If not for Prince Lai, like I won't come."
Now some of kind says, "Yeah, Prince Lai, pa, what class?
Like I will not come."
You.
Why? Because I was stopping his signs. I was stopping.
If he said,
and when he doesn't come, I'll go to the lab to go and beg him. I kept begging him, I beg you, please come for the sake of
one of us.
And the day he came there, he said, you guys, you are lucky. You see, when you are good academically, your teachers, they will like you.
So, who you will be at? School,
your teachers will like you. Some of you here, your teachers don't even want to see your face.
Yeah, well, you will be teacher,
when you are under punishment, no teacher will speak for you. Like, in fact, when a teacher will say, this guy is a bad boy, give him more. No teacher will say that. Oh, this guy is a cool guy. You just forgive him. Nobody will speak something for you. And you make it very easy for them to sack you from the school because you know nothing. Stubborn with empty head. At least this man, he was stubborn, but he has brains. You are stubborn with empty head. And you don't pay school fees on top. But you must be faithful to your boss at work. Don't lie to your boss and go and do your own gig and get extra money in your pocket. Then you lie to your boss. You are lying to God. Tell somebody you are lying to God. When you lie to your boss, you are lying to God. That's what the Bible said. It said, ask unto God.
Say, who didn't trust actually what you were not just say, who didn't trust what you were.
And God will ask you, see, this is why God hasn't blessed the work of our hands. So, because we are unfaithful to our bosses. Meanwhile, we think that we love God, we are spiritual, but your boss is your God in that field.
Maybe I'm not done in the idea, and my idea who said, oh, yeah, who money or so dear to say, yes, will be mad, and also, you're not a for Emma,
Amen. Listen, a lot of us here are employees, not employers. So don't think that some employers have come to pay me to preach for them.
Mr. Emma,
I don't even know your boss. for your boss to come and bribe you so that I'm talking some for your boss. No. Joseph was not just faithful to God. Joseph had faithfulness for Potiphar. Look at what he told the woman.
Joseph, now on Yesebia no kure no dimer radin kwa. Now was said no kure emani wura.
He told the wife, he said, see, my master has given everything here to me to take care of it.
Now catch and said, me wura, bibia wa bia shamensa.
You are the only one that I don't have power over. Because you are his wife.
What pe enemy need to me be
out? How can I do this? The next time you are using your company's resources to do your personal agenda, remember your boss. You are too wicked. Remember your boss. The next time you are putting your hands in company coffers and using the company money on your own parochial interest, remember God. You are too wicked.
We have people
who can carry a whole papers in things that are supposed to be used to run companies. They use them to run their own thing. Because boss is not around. If your church sends you to do something, your church should pay for it. Don't use your company paper to print for me. That's why church is also an organization. We pay for our bills. We buy things. So for you to go and print your company something and then bring it for free, when you didn't pay with your own money, you have stolen from your company.
Because they don't know you are using your resources. You have stolen from your company. Because they don't know you are using your resources. Oh, wait here. I have stolen from your
company. Am I creating problems this morning?
I send me whoa, baby, Anna.
I'm asking the one by you, Charlie. Is it going well?
What's up for a brother?
Listen, I want you to honor, because if that man didn't create that company or that business, you be jobless.
And she said, look
at this economy. This is the company that is putting food on your table. You are always bad-mouthing it, lambasting, gossiping, polluting other
people.
The way I've also taken it personal, he has a company. He has employed people from this church. How many people from this church are in your company? About four or so. If I don't know at all, about four people are employed. Yes, about four people. If I don't know at all, about four people from this church works in his company. You see, so Udi can a person now. Amen. Listen, recently I was telling some of the people around me that I will never advocate for anybody to be employed by anybody in this church again. If you come to me, I'll tell you, go and talk to him yourself. I will not talk to anybody. Please talk to Mr. So for me, talk to Madam. No.
So, me sorry, I do a chia. I say, oh, no. And he passed me, and there be
because I've only had problem for being good. And they destroyed the monies of these innocent people I push church members on. They destroyed their money. Then I sit back. Then when I talk to them, they will not listen. Then they will destroy. Meanwhile, these people would have never tried to help if not for Daddy said I should help him.
If
you want to help anybody in the church, help.
For your way.
Some are good, some are bad. There are good people in the church, there are also bad people in the church. So if you want to help somebody, help the person. But that Daddy should say some. I've resigned. Oh yes, some have been good. I've sent workers to places where up to now they call me to thank me. But some too. Yeah. We created businesses for people. People who were going hungry with their families only for them to steal from us. To destroy the company and take it for themselves. How?
Because
innocent church members listen to my voice. So now if you come and talk to me that people will be kasama on us and we tell the kasama, I catch them in the because one more you did come by and I'm going to say her. I'm going to say baby. And they say, I know, open wife will be what? Let's do something. But leave me out. I've stopped that thing. Amen. Joseph remembered that his boss, at least a slave boy, my boss gave me all this. He remembered. He just remembered.
Remember.
When you are doing your boss evil, remember. When you are doing evil to the company. How a guy from church, or not from this church, but another church, he was manning his boss. His boss is from another church. Just I happened to know him, so he shared the story with me. The guy, they used to sell electronics. Electronics. This iron TV. It's your boss. Your boss told me that story. It's your boss. Are you afraid? Oh, here's my good friend. Yeah, he told me that. Oh, so I asked, that your shop at Santa Maria Road or whatever. Where? I've not been.
Said, oh, shop now was Santa Maria.
The guy, church guy.
I'm sorry.
Sitting in front of the shop. When he sells the thing, then he will negotiate with the customer not to take the box. So he was selling the product without the box.
So
when you the boss, Then the day the boss got a new worker and when the pager we are empty. Because anytime he comes to take stock, he doesn't leave the things, he just checks the box. Okay, rice cooker, take rice cooker, back, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Iron one. No, they were empty boxes. Hey, worldly smartness. The head of church members. You see, so sometimes we have to stop talking about heaven and talk to you about this thing, Kakra. That is why this church, every month, there is a topic we are dealing. And now this month, this is what I'm talking about. Even I don't come to church. Why are you like that? Why are you like that?
I don't know how to say.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, Faithful, I'm closing with this one. Okay. Faithfulness is revealed in what you say.
So we are not performing so. Yeah, and somehow do one work.
And how you work, especially when your boss is absent. What you say when your boss is not there. Philippians chapter 2 verse 12. What you say when your boss is not there? What do you say? Ask the one by you, what have you been saying when your boss is not there? You and your colleagues, what have you been talking about when your boss is not there? When you're on your way to shepherding, when you're on your way to shepherding, what do you talk about the pastor in the church? God, one day the Holy Spirit spoke to me that this and these people, they have been talking about you when they are working. The Holy Spirit told me. That person, when they are working, they talk about the church. They talk about you. They are two shepherds. That's why I'm saying it. That if you're making, I'm talking about work, but I've come to shepherd because of where the Holy Spirit told me. What do you see? Faithfulness, eh? It's not eye service. Oh, when the person is there, say, oh, you know, you are a good guy, oh, we love the company. Then you say the slogan of the company, customer first. The one your boss is not there, do my dungeon. What do you say? Why your boss is not there?
What do you mean?
What do you discuss?
What do you mean?
Yesterday, the whole of yesterday, I was with our pastors who were praying at men's room. We prayed from morning to evening. And afterwards, we were discussing about certain people in the church and certain things. Because we make decisions about who becomes what spiritually in this church. So we're just talking. And then something came from the branches. That there's a new shepherd in the branch who recently called the pastor and said, there are some two old people in the church. We all work at the same. They brought me to the church. When we come to work, they have been talking so badly about the church. So I've had like fight with them. I know you hear about it, but this won't happen. So the pastor was saying, I said, really? Old people rather talking about the church. Branch, you are not here. Talking about it, and the new person rather is this good church that have come here. I'm so happy they are teaching. So why do you say that? You say, meanwhile, these same people they see us, let's not. Hey. I don't know, what do you say about the church when you are not here? What do you say? Why do you say about the church? Some of you, when you leave there, I say I'm here in prophecy, adding.
When you go and free, I'm sorry,
Uncle, I'll be with you. You say things about it. So if gray hair people are not here and young people come, should I sack them? If they are your brothers and sisters, you leave them to become drug addicts and drunkards before I go and look for them. So why don't you allow them to sit with you? Why are you a big man? Why are you a big woman? When they become armed robbers, they come and rob you. Do you understand? These fine boys, when they come and pick your good children and they use them and give them but 5.4, you don't understand. But if God has brought them early to church, He said we should sack them because in Kolawa, sorry, anymore. Even Jesus Christ said, allow the young ones to what? To come to me. So the old people here, allow the young people. Allow them.
That's why we make them dance.
That's why we make them sing. We are keeping them so they run away from God. They are not interested in your him. They are not interested. They are not interested in it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say good things about your company. Amen.
Now
listen. Let me show you something.
Let me show you something. If you want to identify people who are unfaithful in your workplace,
you want to know them.
You are an employer. Do you want to know? You see, some of your people are from this. You have to sack them if they fool. There are people here who work for my parents. There are people here. This lady works for my parents. This guy works for my parents. This guy works in Kolibu. This lady works at Dansoma. Some are from the branches. Several people. They work for my parents. I took them from here and sent them to go and work with my parents. My wife, all of them, they went to Kolibu because of my father. Amen. Now listen. Those people, they arrive at work late. Write it down. Let me close. They arrive at work late. If you are students, they arrive in school very late. It's a sign that you are unfaithful. You will not become anything good. I'm telling you. You are late comer. We went to school here. Foolish boy. Let's come. Oh, my brother, Papa, baby, let's come. Some of you go to work very late. Ask the one by what time do you go to work? I know you have your own shop. What time do you open your shop? What time? You are a driver. What time do you go to work?
We are driver need time bay and I'll go to
what time do you work?
A brother bay and I'll call you man.
Number two, they don't work seriously unless they see their boss. They don't work seriously. They just sit down chatting with their friends. Their boss or their supervisor cannot. I'm trying to make you identify if you are one or if you see one. They speak ill of their company. They speak evil about the company. And the boss, especially in his absence. Mostly because they have hatred for the boss. Or they are envy of the prosperity of the boss. I've worked before. When I came from the university, I did my national service 1 year in a company. I heard what the workers said. When our boss arrives with his Land Cruiser, then monkey they were babu the top. Especially when the boss's children come with their cars. Oh.
And yes, any
adjumer. The way they saw them.
The man I don't like that car, but
it is because of envy. When you were born by that big man, you'd have been happy.
Say, who and the adjumer and the woo one cow any budget. The only any and why
envy. Hatred, envy, jealousy.
What time?
So when you see that your boss, if Mr. Frimpong should begin to land some cars now, his workers may start thinking, Ejimala Yebri, Lipa Bakupe Nodio. Lipa Bakupe Nodio. As I'm here, I also have workers. Let that God start blessing me right now. When my workers, you say, Monty the work, Babu the talk. God bless you. Amen. Number four, they play, chat, WhatsApp, browse, watch TV, TikTok, social, whatever. No, I'm just listening. If you are there, take yours. Write it down quickly. Write it down. I say what? They play, they chat, they WhatsApp. They TikTok, they browse, watch TV, socialize at work.
more than they do the real work.
The time
they use to play is more than what they used to learn when they go to school. It's a sign that they are unfaithful people. They won't become anything in life. They are automatic candidates of remedials. Automatic.
So
they can't run away from
school
it.
Oh
yeah, if you are here, you have received remedial before. Don't feel bad though. I'm preaching my pity.
So who are having us watch remedials now?
This is remedial part of your school curriculum. It is for weak people. Those who failed. You failed. Shut up. You failed. And I'm teaching these little ones not to fail like you failed. No matter the working conditions they are given and lucrative salaries, they are never appreciative of it. Instead, they bathmark the company and are ready to jump into another company the next opportunity. Once they hear another company, know they are ready to jump and go. No matter the money you give them.
I'm not saying don't pay them well.
There are some people, no matter what you do. Number seven, they don't normally get the opportunity to leave as they expect. Those people, It was 10 years. What teachers? Teachers, they don't like the school, but they are still there. They wish they are medical doctors, lawyers, whatever. Except the ones at the public sectors. They will talk against the students, against the school, and all that. But they will be teachers for like 20 years, still there, talking against the school that they are teaching. Are you getting me?
What did they make an idea?
They don't care. Number eight, they don't care about the general productivity of the company.
Whether they are making sales or not, they don't care.
In fact, the day customers come, they are angry because you are after all, they think that the manager is the one getting all the money. Yes, the customer will be about. Whether no customer as well, they will still be paid 1,000 Ghana, you know. And then kake raise more umbra ketwa because it will affect their salary in any way. Meanwhile, these are the same people who are taking care of you. They are paying you. They are the reason why you are eating. What did Jesus say? He that is faithful to another man's business, he will have his own. He that is faithful to another. What you are doing, you are an apprentice. What you are doing to your boss, prepare.
Prepare.
Your boss doesn't need to curse you. I'm telling you the principle of life. Bible says that God cannot be mocked. Whatever a man sows, he reaps. So what you are doing to another man, you have plans of building your own business. You have plans of doing your own fashion, your own whatever. And you are working with someone. You see how you are treating him. See how you are handling his business. You are preparing for
yourself.
You are preparing for your own. Be faithful to God. And be faithful to man. Be faithful to God. And be faithful to clap your
children.
When we meet on Wednesday, I'll deal with the final side. Be faithful to yourself.
Do
whatever you have to do to be successful. It's yourself. Amen.
Bow down
your heads.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.